You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, May the 27th. Andy Holding looking at an 8-race programme for you at the Curragh, of course, which the highlight of the day comes in the shape of the 410, which is the Irish 1000 Guineas. We had a shock to yesterday's big race. Of course, that went the way of Ken Condon's Romanised at 25-1. Hopefully there won't be anything lurking him in amongst the midst today to cause such dissatisfaction for the punters. And we've also got plenty of other good action as well for you along the way, with other group races to contend with, of course, the Tattersall's Gold Cup, and of course some good handicaps to get our teeth stuck into.
Race 1.
We begin with a 150, which comes up in the shape of a maiden contest over 6 furlongs. And Brian's got a powerful representation here with 2 runners set to go to post in the shape of Cardini and North Wind. Cardini is the one that all the dogs have been barking about this morning. Cobalt Medician, who's entered in the Railway Stakes, has been well backed into around about the 5-2 favouritism mark. The other horse from the same stable, North Wind, has had a run. He finished 3rd to Von Beethoven, who could have probably done with doing the form a little bit more of a boost here yesterday. He only managed to finish 2nd in a Group 2, albeit he didn't run badly. So therefore, there could well be a little bit of a surprise on our hands here. And maybe that might go in the way of Indigo Balance from the Jessica Harrington stable. Now, Jessica took the first of the 2-year-old contest here at the Curragh a month ago with a horse called Dandy's Ocean. And Indigo Balance was the horse that actually won that barrier trial at Dundalk, in which Dandy's Ocean was 4th in. So there's a good chance that his set colt by Invincible Spirit can follow suit. I do like the way he won it as well that day. I had the pictures from those barrier trials, which are not open to public consumption. And he actually won it on the bridle without sort of turning a hair. So I think he's a fair horse, this Indigo Balance. He's nicely drawn as well. Hopefully the rain will keep away, because obviously running at Dundalk on a fast surface, we know he goes on a quickish ground. And I do think he's got a decent chance here of taking this opening. He's around about 8-1 this morning.
Race 2.
On to the second race, coming up at 2:25. It's the Tattersall's Gold Cup, a Group 1 contest over the extended mile and a quarter. It's a big clash here on paper between Cliffs of Moher and Defoe, and of the two, I'm going to go with Roger Varian's Raider, who comes off the back of 2 very impressive victories so far this season. Indeed, his only bad run last year came when he was a bit of a disappointment in the St. Leger itself, but since dropped back down to 1.5 miles, he's been really, really impressive. He beat Daniel Kodiak quite comfortably at Newbury, and then I thought he did even more next time out when he won at Newmarket, when Red Vern arguably got first run on him, but he did mow him down with a good turn of foot later on. I don't think the drop back in triple inconveniences fella. He's won over 1.25 miles and 1.3 miles as well, and you do have to get home here at the Curragh. There's a real stiff uphill climb from 3 out, and you want something with plenty of stamina. Now, Cliffs of Moher bounced back to form last time out, because he looks as though his career is going very much into the wilderness. But I'm just not totally convinced by this fella, even though he did manage to show a good bit of grit and determination to beat Success Days. I don't think the overall form of his victories or even his defeats add up to much. And I think a devoted 6-4 is a really good bet to beat Cliffs of Moher on this occasion.
Race number 3.
On to the 3 o'clock then, which is the Glenineal Stakes, a Group 3 contest over 1.25 miles. I didn't think there was much on offer here, must admit. I thought it was quite a weak affair. The two I quite like here are Latrobe and Harvest for the World. Latrobe was a good second behind Hunting Lion in a good maiden last time out at Nace. And given that the winner has gone on to cover himself with glory in a couple of pattern races subsequently, I think that form is pretty good. And Joseph O'Brien's also in good nick as well. Colt by Camelot should improve as his more racing goes under the board. And even though he's yet to win a race, I do think this is a good spot by Joseph, because, like I say, I don't think this is the greatest Group 3 terrier to be run. The other one I mentioned is Harvest for the World. She's a lovely filly, big, strong, powerful filly by So You Think. And she was really impressive back in March when she won on the all-weather at Dundalk. She was obviously saw fit to good run in the 1,000 Guinea Stile next time out at Leopardstown. Even though she didn't manage to hit the board that day, I thought she still ran really well to finish fifth in obviously her stiffest task to date. I think that run would have brought her on both physically and mentally. And round about 11 to 2, I do think she's also of value along with Latrobe to floor the favourite there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 3:35 then, which is a mile 2 handicap. And the one I really do like here, and so do the most of the bookmakers and punters this morning, is this Worcester, who was massively unlucky last time out at Leopardstown in a similar race to this. He was noted travelling really strongly just behind the speed, turning into the home straight. And all of a sudden, from that point onwards, Chrissy Haynes couldn't get a clear run whatsoever down the inside rail. He was screaming for room. The horse was literally leaping out of the back of horses, and he just never got a run. In the end, he got beat 2 lengths, had to sit and suffer. And it was just one of those ones that got away from this horse, who clearly is on the improve. He'd been a massive improver on the Dundalk or weather scene throughout the winter since leaving Jazz of O'Brien back in mid-December. So Connection should be commended for the work that they've done with this four-year-old. Chrissy Haynes gets a chance to make amends on this particular occasion, albeit it wasn't totally his fault last time out. I think this stiff mile and a quarter very much playing to his strengths. So the smooth travelling Worcester obviously comes in great form. Here's my choice in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the big race of the day then, the Irish 1000 Guineas. I'm just going to play with the straight bat here. Obviously the form horse represented by the English 1000 Guineas is Happily, who was a good third in the first classic of the season at HQ. Now she ran an odd race in many respects. She looked like winning around about 2 furlongs out, coming out of the dip. She then hit a bit of a flat spot before deciding to run on again up the hill. So it almost looks as though she needed the run that day, or probably just, like I say, lack for an outing more mentally than anything else off that back of 184 day laugh. So hopefully that would have just sharpened up and brought her in line to what's required here this afternoon. Now, I don't think this 1,000 Guineas is a particularly strong rate this year. She'll obviously uphold the form with Siliquoi. And then you've got the likes of Chiara Luna and who's Steph, who were first and fourth respectively in the Guineas trial at Leopardstown. That form is just okay. Clemmy obviously comes here off the back of a long layoff, but she's drawn out in the car park in stall 11. So, like I said, I don't think this is a particularly strong race this year. So really, if Happily runs anywhere near to the level she did last time out, or indeed some of the performances last year, this genuine Group 1 horse should hopefully get off the mark for the season and land yet another Irish 1000 for Aidan O'Brien.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:45 then. One of my strongest bets of the day here comes in the shape of Mass Prize from the very much improving Richard O'Brien Yard. This horse was a promising eighth, let's say, in the Irish Lincoln early on in the season. They stepped up markedly on that to win over today's course and distance in pretty convincing fashion here last time out. Was nicely back beforehand and got the job done in pretty tidy fashion. Always going well in the hands of Billy Lee. Quickened up really well, 1 by 2.5 lengths in a very fast time. Obviously, the conditions are slightly more lively here today, but there is rain due mid-afternoon here at the Curragh. So any rain that does fall on the County Kildare venue will definitely increase this horse's chances. But either way, I do think he's a horse going forward, as is the trainer. And this combination, I think, will be very much to the fore in this 4:45.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, which comes up at 5:20. It's a 2 mile handicap, and I'm going to go with the favourite here, Never Rush a Con, whose form figures on the flat don't read all that prettily, but his form figures over hurdles certainly do. Since he's had the tongue tie and cheek piece combination on, he's really improved and become much more reliable character, as he's proven on his last two runs, with a good second at the Punchestown Festival behind Park Paddocks, which was followed up by a victory down in Killarney the other day when he was always travelling well in the hands of Robbie Power. and he strode really nicely clear in the latter stages to win in a fast time figure. Now, obviously, he's got to come back and prove that back on the level, but there's a good chance he will do. And off a decent handicap mark compared to his hurdle mark, I'd expect Never Rush a Con to continue the good work.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, the 5.55. And all eyes here, no doubt, will be on Lucius Tiberius from the Aidan O'Brien stable, who ran a promising race first time out, and I think what could turn out to be a very, very good maiden down in Navan. It was won in the end by Dermot Weld Broad Street, but the front two quickened up markedly in the latter stages, left the field for dead, and if ever there was a race that could be described as a group race maiden, then I do think this one is, I think the winner is a really potentially very smart horse. So the fact that this Lucius Tiberius chased him home as anyone who got anywhere near him in the latter stages, I'd expect this Son of Camelot to come well forward from that run and finally get off the mark at the fourth time of asking. So a confident choice there in the last is Lucius Tiberius. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow evening when we'll be taking a look at the 7-race jump programme from Ballinrobe. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.